The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today, believe it or not, is the 27th of December 2017, and as I always tell everyone, and this is going over bigger and bigger with all the things we're doing, is to stand up, deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth. I am a winner. I am a champion. Why? Because it's far better to talk to your subconscious mind like that than say the things that most people are saying to themselves all the time. Make it habitual. Do it for a number of years and see how far you're going to go. And if you've been paying attention the last few months, we are getting into these areas deeper and deeper. But as I always say, the strength resolve in the center when I've done different things, and we're going to be doing another part to it when I do video and teach with it, is that's where your center is, your nucleus. And we might even get into that today, but we're running a little bit behind because of Skype issues. But like anything, it can always be rectified. Also, too, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and check out the Winners and Champions, Inc. That product now is 14 modules, going to 15 very shortly, because we're going to be doing the tri-quad dead start squat. And as everybody knows, I'm going berserk right now. I call them the mashing middies. And I'm in right now in negotiations talking to people, because I have designed a power rack like you've never seen in the market. And it's going to be pretty interesting to see how we can get this to evolve in 2018. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com. We got our good friend, brother on here, Ken Nowicki, coming in shortly. Look at all the shows Ken and I have done. Obviously, too, go out to the homepage of motivationmuscle.com. I want to thank Douglas Graham for both sites. He and I have been working diligently on updating a lot of things, bringing out the new products, and making everything work through PayPal, et cetera, et cetera. But if you'd like to get on our newsletter, you can sign up right there. I have been lax in doing it, but I will begin in 2018 at least one every week or one every couple weeks. So sign on to that. As I said, we got Ken on, and I'm going to give you a little information about this gentleman. Number one, he's the owner of knsstrong.com. He's of Scottish descent and the youngest person at age 17 to lift the Dinny Stones. And if you've been paying attention, they had the gathering, I believe it was in August, and a lot of the guys that were doing that have either been on the show or they've just come on the show. And we've got, I'm not going to announce his name, but we got someone that just did the Husafell pretty recently coming on here Saturday. I'll give you his first name, Jeff. And obviously we got Charlie Oliphant on tomorrow night, and the list goes on and on. And before I bring Ken in, if you've been paying attention to anything with Ken in it, he's just opened a gym called Recovery Athletics. So we're going to really get into that. But today's topic, and it goes with what he's doing, I'm doing, and a lot of us entrepreneurs, it's called staring down the barrel of life. Ken, welcome, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, because I don't want to forget. It's always an honor to have you on, my brother.
Merry Christmas, Eric. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Absolutely. Anything I missed, websites, anything like that, we're going to get started on today's topic, please.
No, I think you're good. I think you've got it all. Yeah.
All right. Well, we know what? Cerebus. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Cerberus strength.
And we know that if you want to get the finest stuff out there, contact Ken. This stuff is incredible, and I was saying before we came on, our good pal Clint Darden sure as hell gave a big endorsement on it. And of course, if anybody, I'm sure a lot of people listen to my show with Jake Reynolds last week, he's another big supporter of that, big time. Obviously, we're talking about some pretty serious stuff. Gyms, as you and I know, the ones that are really, truly a gem, in my opinion, are few and far between. And I was very pleased to hear that you were going into this. And it is a big, daunting chore to take on, mainly because the equipment and the rent and et cetera, et cetera. Tell me this. What, I mean, I don't think we talked about it much, but why do you feel now a gym in your life, and where do you feel, I mean, let's face it, you're extremely strong individual, you've done some major things in your young life, but why the gym now, Ken?
Honestly, I just wanted, I wanted something, you know, something else. You know, as you know, I do all of the therapy side of stuff, the soft tissue therapy.
Yep.
And I have Cerberus as well. So, you know, for me, the next logical sort of step was having a facility of my own.
Okay.
And I've done, you know, I subleased a space from a CrossFit gym.
Yep.
For the therapy side of stuff, and I've done a little bit of coaching with them. And honestly, I wanted something more to delve deeper into. So that's where it came from. You know, now we've spoken about it before, that Strongman really, if you sit and analyze it, Strongman's given me pretty much everything I have in my life now.
I agree.
So, you know, I want to give back to the sport and give back to, you know, strength training in general. And this is a sort of way to do it.
Well, you know, yeah. Yeah,
the coaching stuff.
Yep.
Via online or in person, between, you know, just providing an environment and an atmosphere to help individuals, you know, better themselves, be it in sport or honestly just as, you know, individuals, you know.
Sure. Like,
the whole thing with the gym is that it's not just for strongmen.
Right.
It's not just for powerlifters. You know, it's not just for athletes who are trying to compete at the highest level or anything like that.
Yep.
Yes, it's extremely, like that was my focus when I was designing it and laying it out. That was the focus.
Yep.
Have it that, you know, you can be a recreational trainer and train a couple days a week. Like a housewife can come in there or whatever, just to, you know, get in a little bit better shape or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Or you can have, you know, world's strongest man caliber athletes in their training, and you know, we fit all the, you know, basically fit all the molds type of deal, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting you say that, because the other day I did a show on my own, because I like doing single shows at times, and I did a show called Gratitude for Attitude, and I thank three people that I feel have really been a catalyst in my life from very young. I'm talking like 10, 12 years old. And that was Anthony DiTillo, who in my view, power rack, just dominating. I mean, and you look at that guy, and I mean, we had shots of him out with his back. I mean, his traps look like a bookshelf, basically. I mean, just brutal. We've talked about him with, you know, on the show with people I've trained with, like Richard Soren, et cetera, et cetera. Then John McKean, who I'm working with now with these nasty midsection training in the rack. And John's doing it. John just turned 70 years old. He set all records with all around lifting, blah, all, you know, a pedigree of stuff. And then the guy that I think started a lot of the stone lifting back. Now, over where you're from, obviously in Scotland, it's very prevalent. It's culture, Iceland, all that, all right? But when Steve, when I saw him go to Iceland and lift the Husafell stone, and I realized people say, well, you know, a guy said to me one day, well, that's not really full Sturker because he lifted it three times. Well, I don't care how you want to frame it, all right? You and I both know a 418-pound stone, because I've lifted it up, that's all talc. I don't give a shit if you lift it or 10 times to get around. I'll be honest with you. I've been watching it a lot because Steve is just such a guy devoted to strength and Beowulf and all whether it's true or folklore, all the things we love. You know, he lifted that thing three times. And I'll tell you right now, you still got to be one strong-ass individual to get around that goat pen three times. Would I may have done things different? Yeah, everybody would, but I will never second guess that guy. And he was my mentor. If I never saw that, I never would have probably lifted a stone in my life because I was doing so many things anyways. So I thanked all three of them, and I got notes back because they listened to it, and they're like, you know, we appreciate, you know, like teacher to student, but they both said to me, and especially John, he goes, now it's like the student teaching the teacher. And I thought that was really nice because that's a guy that not only has character, but I fully respect as an individual. In fact, he said to me in a note yesterday, we're going to work it out where I'm going to come up to Albany and you and I are going to train together. And I was like, you talk about not only an honor. This is a guy, Ken, like a lot of people I've read about when I was little and I have him on the show now. That's something big, man. And then now I'm going to branch it right into with you here is – and I'm going to ask you this question, too. I think what you're doing is the way it should be done. There's too many people that just want elite individuals in there. I don't agree with that at all. That's why you see such a mix of people on this show. You know, we got everything from elite, whatever you want to call it, right down to the guy like me that's out in his gym, in his garage, like it's 10 below here today. I do some massive things, but I don't consider myself elite because I like to do a lot of things. I'm going to go over there and lift those stones. Will it be elite? Maybe. I don't really care. That's not my goal. My goal is to become as strong and as functional. And I don't mean all this functional shit they talk about all over. I mean as an individual walking down the street, how fast can I put Eric's feet to the road and what can he do? Period. Now, the question I'm going to ask, and you can elaborate on any of that stuff. Why, I mean, I love the way you're doing the things you're doing with this, but you're feeling as a strong man and a guy that's been around in this sport and seen a lot of the good and bad, I'm sure. How important do you feel it is to get the ones, like we talked about, the young kids, the guys or girls that are kind of like on the bubble, maybe had some bad experiences with other people, we know most people have, and you get them in there under your tutelage, and you start changing just how they think. Very small steps, too. But why do you feel it's very essential to what you're doing to bring that sect of the population, in which I think is fully neglected in the gym business? Take it away.
I mean, honestly, if you sit and you look at kids, especially in like the formative years, you know. So what, probably about 13, 14, up to maybe 18?
Yeah.
You know, like that sort of time period, you know, you're trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
Like, you have so many things these days that, you know, you're supposed to fit into society in some way.
Yeah.
And it, you know, to come away from that for 2 seconds, I saw like a thing about a Heath Ledger thing.
Yep.
Or something. And it was basically saying, like, you know, you go and you meet people for the first time, whatever, and it's like, well, what do you do for work? Are you married? Do you have a house? Do you have kids?
Yep.
Ask all these set questions, but they never ask you, are you happy?
Exactly.
They never ask you that. So for me, it's like, you know, for me, I learned a lot from training. I still learn a lot from training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you take me when I was in high school and college. So, you know, in high school, all my classmates were, same in college, all my classmates going out the weekend, partying and whatever else.
Yep.
I was not. I was in the gym. I was working my damn ass off. So I learned what it was to work my ass off from a very young age.
Yeah.
You know, and I had no idea that I was going to compete in strongman. Like, it wasn't the case of, like, you know, I'm 15, 16 years old.
Yep.
And I'm going to compete in strongman. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No, it was just like I like to train. There's nothing else. You know, same in college. When I got in there, I very much learned how to, you know, manage my time because I had to keep up with a master's degree as well as training and trying to become the best in my sport.
Yep.
So I think if we get all these kids in, one, it teaches you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you discover who you are. I think one of the big problems these days is that, you know, because of society and this whole thing of you have to fit in this mold and you have to do this thing at this time, or otherwise you're different from everybody else.
Yep.
It ruins people's perceptions of themselves.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So I feel that, you know, you get kids in there when they're forming, that you help them on a path of, okay, let's do this. What are your goals? Oh, you don't have any like specific sporting goals? Okay, well, let's, instead of focusing on, you know, making the football team, let's just get you healthy.
Yeah.
Let's just teach you to lift properly. Let's teach you some dedication, self-awareness, yep, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's a huge thing that we're actually lacking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that, you know, people these days, just the mindset and mentality is different. And we've spoken about it before.
Yeah.
The thing, and Clint Dardum and I spoke about this in terms of, you know, like old school powerlifters.
Yeah.
If something broke, if their shirt ripped, they'd fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd get a sewing needle out and they'd fix their shirt.
Yep, yep.
Now they're like, oh, it's broken. Let me just buy a new one.
Exactly. No. Yep.
Like, figure yourself out. Figure out how to, you know, be a positive influence,
yep,
be it yourself or others or whatever else. And I think that's what training really does for people.
Without a doubt, yeah.
You know, I think that just giving back to society, or not even to society, but to people who have had a hard time with society.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing, you know? Like,
yep.
I've never fit a mold.
Nope.
Never ever fit a mold. I still don't. You know, people ask me, like, oh, why do you do this? Like, are you not worried about, you know, you're not worried about your health later on? Like, no, because I have no idea how long I'm going to be here.
Yeah, exactly.
Love what I do every single day. Than, you know, sit and worry about, oh, my knee's going to hurt in 50 years' time.
Yeah.
My knee's going to hurt in 50 years' time regardless, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know something? The whole thing with this thing is this. Giving back is going to always help you no matter what. But the thing right now is, strength to me goes a little bit further than just the weight room, because everything you build in the weight room, you build internally, and internally builds externally. And the leadership is very horrible all around us. It doesn't matter if it's the USA, everywhere. There's a tendency that men aren't supposed to be men, women aren't supposed to be women. You see all the horse shit going on in Hollywood and in government and everything with all this, that, and the other thing with the women and the men and all that. And, you know, like yourself, you go out, you date, you meet women that you know maybe growing up or from business or whatever. And I've, like I said in yesterday's show, a lot of them have said to me, I wish this stuff would just drop. I'm tired of hearing it. And everybody's got their opinion. But what I get from people is this. I'm already seeing a difference in men and women communicating. Am I ever going to find a guy that's even going to want to go out with me? Because are they going to be afraid now if they say you look good, I'm going to take them to HR and get their ass fired? All right, so all these preconceptions and all these notions now are just taking everything over. And I think, and I will always think, I'm out in that cold garage, all right, with all that equipment and everything, and that there is always going to be me. That's going to be where I live no matter where I go, because I have sustained and I've built such quality due to the weights out there that there's nothing that I will ever meet up with that will do that for me. And as I say, you know, just because I don't have a barbell or a stone in my hand, it doesn't leave me, man. You know, I always equate it to, you know, how much I love the Hulk. It's like, it's in my DNA. It's never going away. And when you got like what you have, you've opened a gym, you now have put your stamp on you and on everything that goes through that door. And I don't mean to speak for you either. I'm talking from my perspective too. And that's very important. And you have the ability, like myself, whether it's here training people or the show, you and I now have this responsibility not only to be the best we can be, but now to push it out. And when we push it out and we get individuals interested and we train them, now hopefully we're laying the railroad tracks for them now to go and push it out. I think it's not only one of the most admirable qualities any of us could ever have. But the idea is, like you said, not only giving back, but man, it makes you better. It makes you a better lifter. It makes you more creative. That's why I love the idea. You know, you took the, see, this is another thing, and I'm going to give it right to you, that I admire about people that do things like you're doing, I'm doing, everybody. You decided to take a shot on yourself. You know, when we're little, it's always like, be careful, be safe. Well, that's okay. But how about take a chance? How about forget about everything, throw it to the wind and just go do it? Sometimes improvise as you go along, like you all have to do. That is the quality that needs to be started to move out in the world again and get away from all this shit where, oh no, if I do that, something could happen. Or if I go out today in the snow, what if I fall? Well, who the fuck cares? You'll get back up. You know, go ahead and take it, man. Comment on anything.
Dude, I'm right there with you. I really am. You know, like, I think there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
Phase with, I'm trying to think how to put it diplomatically. You know, like,
yeah.
Man, this. Sorry, dogs play my stuff.
That's okay.
There's a disconnect with, yeah, I guess manliness and what it means to be a man, and then society in general too. You know, like you said, like, you know, you can't really compliment anybody else anymore.
No, you can't. No.
You know, like, there's that, and then, no, in terms of training, like, this sport and training in general has, you know, I've done it 18 years now.
Yeah.
You
know, yep.
I'm not even 30. I turn 30 next year, so, you know, it's 2/3 of my life done, you know?
Yeah.
And it completely defines who I am as a person. And I think doing it has changed my mindset of how of interacting with people, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, with the whole service to people, you know, like I watch a lot of, like, all these, like, you know, different videos on Facebook or whatever else.
Sure, sure.
There's a big, you know, I saw just one with Oprah Winfrey just yesterday. And, you know, it's like, so, like, one of the greatest things you can do for anybody or in general is to serve them, you know?
Yeah.
You know, do something to enrich their life. And that's what it is. It's like this sport's given me everything that I have, and now, like, if I can give back to one person, it would be awesome. If I can help somebody achieve something that they want to achieve, you know, it's great in my opinion. You know, like, I want to be able to do that.
And that should really, and that should make you very, very successful in the gym business, because we know it's not an easy task to take on. I mean, you've got a lot of investment in equipment, and tell everybody a little bit. So how do you have a lot of the gym set up? I mean, tell us about some of the equipment. Obviously the plates, the bars. I mean, it's good stuff to know, because we do know that people follow you and I and other people, and I hope some people stop to the gym via the show and say, hey, look, I heard you guys, I want to come down. So tell everybody a little bit what they're going to see visually when they walk in.
Well, it's funny that you asked that. I literally, just before we started the show, I filmed a gym tour video last night.
Yeah, okay.
I just posted it this morning, so it's on the Recovery Athletics Facebook page.
You know what I want to ask you? If you want to do that, would you mind putting that out on Etched in Stone at some point
I'll
today?
Yeah, I'll put it up there today. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, any of that. But go ahead. Tell us a little bit about it.
The way it's set up, the way the gym is set up is basically, you know, I've trained, as I said, 18 years. I've trained with, you know, multiple time World Strongest Man winners.
Sure.
So, you know, the way I see it is that I have a unique outlook.
Yep.
To what is required. So basically, the way I went around it was what can I get? The gym is 2,400 square feet.
Wow, there's good size.
Room in an office.
Yep.
So I think with those two off, it's around 2,100 floor space for the gym.
Okay.
Roughly, maybe 2,050 or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, how can I maximize the space to get as much use of it as possible. Mm-hmm. So basically, the way it looks, when you get in there, there's basically like a divide in the middle.
Okay.
And it's created by, you know, I basically have two Olympic platforms, 8 foot by 8 foot. In between those, there's two stacks of bumper plates.
Nice.
440 pounds of bumpers for each platform.
Nice.
Then I have are they 4x4? I think they're four feet by 4 feet and 100 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
Power racks, you know, cages.
Sure.
So two of those, and each of those has, you know, the safety straps as well as the pin and tube safeties too. So, you know, if you're dumping a squat, you use the strap so that the bar doesn't get screwed up.
Yep.
Or if you're doing log from the rack like I was yesterday, you use the pins.
Yep.
So, and I mean, I'm 6 foot tall. I can press a log in there, no problem at all. So it's fine, you know?
Yep.
And then the other side of that, right against the other wall, we have a power squat from Elite FDS.
Nice.
So that's like basically the divide. In terms of steel plates, I have around 6,000 pounds of steel plates in there.
Sweet, sweet. What are you running, both Olympic and power bars too?
Yeah, so I have women's Olympic bars, men Olympic bars, power bars, Texas squat bars.
Nice.
Deadlift bars, axle. I have a spider bar from Elite, safety squat bar from Elite, a multi-grip bar, bamboo bar. You know, I have three circus dumbbells. I have two long, eight kegs.
Wow.
Different sandbags. I have a leg press in there. I have a belt squat machine as well, the athletic training platform from Westside. So it's belt squat, but it's got a rack in there as well, so you can do a lot more.
Yep.
I have a monolift, I have dumbbells, hex head rubber dumbbells from 5 to 125 pounds.
Nice.
And I have a pair of loadable handles too, so, you know, if that's not heavy enough, throw some plates on there. The plates aren't going to slide off because the collars I got are really high quality from Rogue.
Yep.
So, you know, I think with the collars on there, I need to test it, but at least by the calculations I did with the measurements, I can make a 215-pound dumbbell.
Yeah, and you got to ask yourself, there aren't a hell of a lot of people cleaning and lifting something like that up. You know, I mean, that's a nasty bar. You got a lot of glued ham stuff. What do you got any of that stuff around?
I have a reverse hyper. I have an inverse curl from Westside as well.
Yep.
And I have lat pull-down seated row from Rogue with a 300-pound stack.
Nice, nice. Let me ask you this, and if you don't, I'm sure maybe down the road, or I don't know if you can do that insurance-wise. What about stone-wise? Do you have anything Atlas or Husafell or anything around?
Atlas stones.
Nice.
So I have 9 Atlas stones. Well, one of them is a stone of steel.
Yep.
So I have Atlas stones. The first one is 166 pounds.
Nice.
And the top one is 400.
Now, did you make these yourself, or did you have someone make them?
I made 4 of them. I already had 3.
Yep.
So I made 4.
Nice, man. Nice.
And then I have a platform, 6-stone series platform.
Sweet.
First platform is 66 inches tall, and the last one 48.
So, see, the nice thing, then, you've got something for everybody there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if there's stuff in the gym... Or if there's something in the gym I don't have, and it's not on the list to get, there's a high chance that it's not really required.
I agree.
If that's big-headed or anything, like, you don't. Honestly, if it's not in there, it's not a big deal. You know?
Yeah. No, I totally agree because people a lot of times they want to be everything to everyone. They overcompensate. And you don't want to do that. I mean, get them more oriented into what you're doing. You know, if they want to go out and have something else, let them go buy it for themselves. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. Where do you think, you know, we're talking now in 2018, the end of the year, and we're going into 2019. Obviously, the last time I talked to you, I think you were either going to or you did you qualify for WSM for this year?
Not yet. So basically, I had I had Giant Slide North America back in July.
Okay.
And I was told there that they have a higher shot of going to World's Strongest Man.
Yeah.
I had to do Britain's Strongest Man.
Oh, really?
Yep. So basically right now, this time in 4 weeks, I will be home at Mum's in Scotland.
Nice.
I land at 11:30 their time.
Yep.
So whatever that is. Eastern is...
That's like 5 hours before.
Oh, yeah. 5 hours back. So it's like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And then on Saturday, basically noon EST on the 27th of January.
Yep.
That's when Britain's Strongest Man starts.
Awesome. So if you're in the top three, then will you qualify?
Top five is qualifiers.
Really? Wow. Yes.
It's typically in top five at Britain.
Okay, okay. So you hit that, you get in the top five, then you got an invitation to go to WSM.
Yep.
That's killer, man. That's awesome. Holy shit.
Right now I have, you know, I'm at least on the wild card list, but I was told, you know, if you want to secure a spot, come do Britain's, take top five, you know, whatever. So,
boy, you talk about promotion, too, for your club, you know. I mean, hell.
I look at it, you know, for like, and that's, you know, for me, why I train so damn hard, because end of the day, you know, there's a lot of people who own gyms and don't really do much.
Nah.
It's like there's a major selling point if you are actually successful in your sport.
Oh, without a doubt. And not only that, you know, you and I both know there's a lot of people that are good in their sport and they're just not good teachers. You know, I mean, and there's some people that are very good lifters, whatever. Maybe they haven't reached it to that echelon, but Jesus, man, you bring your kid there, you start training with them. I mean, they produce winners, man. And to me, that's even more important now, because whether you're playing an organized sport out on the field, obviously you want a field general that maybe he's not the best on the field, but this guy can lead. And that's, like you said, and I said a while back, we are lacking that in so many ways now. You know, I talk to my brother-in-law, obviously, all the time, and, you know, he's a varsity football coach in high school, and we got talking about this one day. I said, you know, it's the guys that maybe aren't at the top of the game on the field, but they're very good players. But the thing that they have over these guys a lot of times that are the ones that get the notoriety is these are the guys that make the wheels turn, man. And that, to me, is more important than having an elite athlete, because I've been around. I've played with all that stuff. You know something? When the lights dim or we get an injury with somebody like that, a lot of times these guys can't handle it and they don't come back, or if they do, you know, they're a little timid or they're at half speed. And, you know, I just think, I like to say, it's the hardworking dogs that are usually the ones that are the great pack leaders, man. You know, the guys that aren't afraid to get their hands calloused up, which we don't do here a lot anymore, but I love that type of athlete where, you know, you look at the farmers and people of that nature, ditch diggers. They still dig ditches, you know, and turn wrenches and all that. These are, this manual labor that we've lost in this country has hurt the youth especially and everyone, because you and I both know we wouldn't be doing this if we felt we should do it. And I used to do it. Not everybody's good behind a keyboard, nor do they want to sit there all day and do it. And then I guess I know that we're getting near time. You know, obviously, I hope the hell you qualify for WSM, because that would be pretty damn exciting for sure. But what right now? I mean, obviously, like myself, you've got a ton of things. You're always looking down the barrel of life, no matter what, with good times, bad times in between. But if you had to put a sentence on it right now, where's Ken Nowicki going into 2018? And where as a man have you changed where you feel that I'm on to something now and we're just going to keep the creative juices rolling? I'm not trying to put you on the spot either, but go ahead. Lay it out.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I've been doing a lot of introspective looking. You know, I mean, it probably doesn't hurt that the last few months between, you know, Cerberus stuff and the gym that I had, honestly, I don't even know how many hours alone, you know, just spent
I'm with working,
be it driving different places. I mean, hell, between Cerberus and then coming out to Washington, in the space of 10 days, I was 70 plus hours driving in the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for a long time, the last few months especially, I've been sort of looking at, you know, who am I as a person, you know, really what makes me tick.
Yeah.
You know, we've spoken about this at times that, you know, my father passed away.
Yeah, yep.
8.5 years ago, and it sort of, that very much threw me off kilter, you know?
Absolutely.
So things have been up and down in that period of time, and having this very much introspective look at stuff, it's been very good, actually, to sit and just, you know, take it all in terms of 2018, what's to come. You know, like I said, I turn 30 next year.
Yeah.
Turn 30 at the end of May.
Yep.
You know, I don't feel 30. I still feel like I'm 21.
Yep.
In terms of, you know, what I want to do next year, you know, hell, I want to qualify for World's Strongest Man. You know, the edge of that.
Yeah, the cusp of it, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. It's like you're like the guy knocking on the door, but no one's let you in yet.
Well, it's like I've been on the cusp a couple of times.
Yep.
Back in 2012 or 2011 time, tore my bicep, and then, you know, moving here and everything else, and, you know, very close when was that, July, you know, I just missed out on a place at Worlds on the stones, and you know, saying that, like, the guy that beat me is one of my best friends, so it's not as if I could be like, if it was anybody else, I'd be more pissed off.
But, yep.
You know, do I want to beat him? Of course I want to beat Adam. You know, Adam is one of my best friends, but I want to beat him the whole time. But,
absolutely.
So that was a hard one to take, but it was good because it was like the first contest I've had in a long time where I felt like I was back at that level. So yeah, I mean, I want to qualify for World's Strongest Man. I, you know, want to keep growing Cerberus, the gym.
Yep.
I want to expand my online coaching clients.
Yep.
You know, I get a big kick out of being able to provide a service and actually see athletes getting better through that, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's a great thing, you know? I mean, like, as I said, the sport's given me everything. Literally everything.
Yeah.
So I think it's just all about, like, you know, giving just keeping going, you know, keeping going. And, you know, there's something to be said for, you know, there's a old quote by a guy, passion trumps everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had some discussions with people recently, and it's bullshit. It is, you know, and I liked it for a long time. And then I sat and we spoke about it, and I'm like, it is bullshit. Because at the day, no matter how much passion you have for something, it fades.
The main thing is you got to take action. You can say all the things you want to say, this, that, and the other thing. And I think all that is great to keep that mentally in your subconscious and flush all the BS that we've all taken in for a number of years. But the bottom line is when you have the plan, we've drawn it up like you've done, I've done, it takes time and it takes dedication. Yes, it takes passion, but you have to have that idea where no matter what it is and no matter who doesn't want to be around you anymore and the people that you loved, you lose. We've all gone through this, and this is part of not only us growing, but it's going to happen because people are not going to always agree with what you do. They're going to say, well, you're not making much money now. You've been in it for a few years, as I hear. Well, I'm not turning around, and I'm not going back. So you got a choice. You can stick with me. You can be a casual, whatever we'll call it, acquaintance, I guess, or you can take a hike. And a lot of people have said to me, that's awful, rough thinking. Well, be in my shoes and decide where you want to go and what you want to do. And if you want to be a 9-to-5er and you can make a lot of money, we know that way, go for it. I will support you. But don't sit there and piss and moan how the whole world's against you. And I don't like this at work and that. And I'll tell you right now, Ken, and I'll give you it right to you, and you can summarize and give everything out. And I just hang and I'll finish up. I would never want to work in an office building ever again. I would be absolutely probably terminated quickly. Number one, I don't have the disposition. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to, you know, not hold a door for a woman or say, hey, you know, you look great. That's human nature, and that's what I was talking about yesterday. We're losing our humanity, man, piece by piece. That's why the lifting, that's why working with people, that's why we spread this message, because I got news for you. We're going to trump all those motherfuckers, man. Take it. It's all yours.
I'm right there with you. You know, like I said, I think the whole passion is everything is bullshit.
Yep.
Simply because, you know, like I said, it fades, it waxes and wanes. You know,
yep.
And
yep.
You can have a great day one day, and then wake up the next morning, and you're like, man, I don't want to go. Excuse me, I don't want to go train.
Exactly. I know that feeling well.
I think it comes down to. Well, I agree with what you said about, like, having people to support you and everything.
Oh yeah, it's brutal, man.
One of the big things is, I think you have to lock your heart into a dream.
Yes.
And a goal.
Yes.
And once that happens, nothing can stop you. And then nothing. If you have those people next to you that support you and understand you and everything else, that's where the magic happens.
I agree. And you know what else, too? You get to that point, I'm sure you have, I have. A lot of those things don't even matter anymore to you. You keep, you know, as you said, your dreams and all that. Well, this is why I always say, too, keep dreaming and then keep dreaming bigger. And leave a legacy, whether it's to your kids or a family member, to take over. You know, you look at, like, Walt Disney. He's long gone, but the legacy keeps growing, and that's what it's all about. When you think like that, these dreams are going to go. I didn't mean to cut you off, but it's very important. So go ahead, man. Keep going, brother.
That's literally what I had to say. Like, you have to lock your head and lock your heart into something, and then that's it. You know?
Yep, absolutely. What else you got, my friend?
Dude, that's really it. I mean, like as I said, with the programming stuff, if anyone wants to, you know, work with me on programming, like, I, you know, 18 years in strength training.
Yep.
You know, I think 12 in strongman now. You know, I've been around the block a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of you know, miles in my shoes with the strongman, and I feel like that I can provide a very unique service to people rather than some other coaches do, you know?
Absolutely.
So if anyone's interested in that, you know, get in touch with me, you know, KN Strongman, be it on Facebook or Instagram, recoveryathletics.com, Recovery Athletics on, you know, Facebook, Instagram is everything as well, and that's R-E-K-O-V-E-R-Y. So, yeah, I mean, if anyone wants to get in touch, let me know. Cerber Strength, if you have any, you know, lifting apparel needs, check us out. There's, you know, basically everything you could think of is on there.
Yep.
So,
yep.
No,
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. This is Motivation Muscle, streaming radio 24/7. Obviously, as I said, we are all winners and champions here. And as I said, too, focus your attention on things like that, and we talked about it momentarily, and take action. And I mean, take lightning swift action, and don't worry about things happening. I won't even use the word failure anymore. What I use is temporary setback. You don't have to be careful with every word you say to yourself, but you should tighten up your language. I'm telling you right now, we're going to be getting into more and more things like this, and I'm going to talk about what I've been doing for the last 3 months. And obviously, we are the only species of human beings that can rewire our brain. And when I tell you about some of this stuff, you're going to be fascinated, because I can tell you some of the changes that are taking place in my life totally, not only in the gym, but every other thing. So that's all going to be coming more and more in 18 for sure. Also, too, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winners and Champions, Inc., because I'm really hell-bent on those two words. As Ken and I were talking about during the show, too much laxity with wording. Everybody gets a medal. None of that stuff here. None of that. You know, you go out and work, you learn, you contact folks like Kenny and I. You can go a lot of places, man. There's a lot of good information out there and good people still. I'd be more inclined to stay away from the 90-day programs and, as I say, the Facebook parade with a lot of people. It's It's not what you need, and you can get yourself hurt pretty bad. Those are things you need to think about. Also, too, as I said, go out to motivate our Fear All Barbell Co. We love everybody to contribute to the show. I talked to our good friend Jason Gillen last night for a while, and he's like, man, you got to be right on the edge of this thing blowing wide open. I said, well, we're going to be going into our fourth year, September 27th of 18. I feel we're right at that point now. We survived 3 years with a lot of hardship and scars. But as Ken said and I said, after a while you welcome the beating because you give the beating back twice as hard. That's very important. When you can establish that in yourself internally, as Ken said, the dreams, it's not going to stop you, man. And it might look really haywire for a while, but you will get it. And I'll tell you one other thing, because I know some things with some people that I'm very close to in this industry, and some of them are, I don't want to say what it is, but they're very scary in nature, of health. And, let me tell you, you know, my situation with my brother Jimmy, who passed away from muscular dystrophy. I know people say this is cliche, but I'm telling you right now, thank God that you can get out of bed and stand on your own 2 feet. I'm not kidding you when I say this, because I know of some people right now that are high-end athletes that I don't know if they'll be with us next year. Let me put it to you that way. And they have not given me permission to say anything, and I wouldn't. But when I was told this, I was in shock, literally. I couldn't believe it. But don't take your life for granted. Go out. You want to start a business? Damn it. Go out and do it. Do it. Don't worry about looking back. Do it. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like Ken and I to do, Fiorella Barbell at nightcap.rr.com. Also, iTunes and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. We thank you for that. AHA Directory, which is AHA. You can get motivation and muscle in your car 24/7. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, 5 words of inspiration can change your life. And believe me, and I'm very happy that Ken is doing this, because if he hasn't, and I'm sure he has, man, does he have the ability to create some great people, but only if you want to shoulder the responsibility to do it. My mom would always say when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for the day. That might be all they get. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, pull it, squat it, press it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. You ain't seen nothing yet, man. 2018 is going to be the explosion here everywhere. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor in business. Repetition, repetition, repetition. And as he would always say, how did that go now? I'm trying to think. It'll come to me. I've got a million things on my mind right now. My father would always say to us, be a leader, not a follower. Very, very important. Very important. John Ridge, my greatest chiropractor, we lost to cancer. He would walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. On your worst or best day, I would tell you that. It's just little things like that just can change your mind. I just thought of it with Frank Klein. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Very, very important. Obviously, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we're not going to kick your door in. We will blow the roof off your house. I'm telling you right now, be part of the family. Stick with us, because we need you and you need us. And push these shows out to people. If you hear something and someone's not familiar with us, this will help them, and it will make the connections that they might want to make and really further their lives forever. And think about 2018. Les Brown, you all have greatness. We take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. I don't know how many people would do that in today's world. Ken, as I said, it's always an honor. We wish you the very best in 2018, and I look forward. I would like, when we get off, I'm hoping we can get you on in early February after the contest over in Britain there, and find out what's going on. And obviously, I'm sure you'll have more news on the gym. So thanks for being on, brother.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Anytime, you're always welcome here. So for Ken Nowicki, this is Eric Fiorello. As the great Frank Klein says, winners never quit and quitters never win. You're all champions and you're all winners. And I want to thank you all for listening to the show today. As I said, tomorrow, this show with Ken and I will be up this afternoon. And we got the great Charlie Oliphant on tomorrow night. And I can't wait to get him on because he's a blast too. These guys are not only gentlemen, they're just super people to deal with, and that's all I care about in 2018. So, for Ken Nowicki, it's Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We'll get Ken on in February, and we will talk to you soon. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.